You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You wore your brother's clothes, your sister's clothes, you wore your daddy's clothes, whatever, just to cover up. Now it's a statement. Everything changes except the mind of a Christian. We are still in bondage. We are still controlled by the elements that God said we were victorious over. That you and I, the Bible said the devil is under our feet and Jesus has defeated him. And some of us have put on a spare room in our minds so he can occupy it. I say it's time to evict the devil and tell him that you will no longer be subjected to his words. We are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. We are prophetic people of God. This is going to, Lord, have mercy. You are a prophetic person of God. And God said he would not let your words fall to the ground. It is time that you begin to decree the blessing of God. To decree the prosperity that he has given to you. It is time that you change your minds. Ephesians 4, Paul said, listen. Now that you're saved, verse 22, put off the conversation of the old man. Tell your neighbor, put it off. Tell him, stop talking like an old man. That's right. Stop going around talking about, child, I can't hardly get up them steps. No, look at them steps and say, I'm beating them. I'm going up those steps. Glory to God. I'm going up two at a time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at your kid and say, you ain't killing me. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to retire and come live at your house. Greatest way to get back at your kids, move in. Then go out and don't tell them where you're going. Leave the refrigerator open while you're looking for food. Get on the phone, start talking to somebody in New Mexico. Don't know who it is. He said, listen, put off that conversation. Tell your neighbor, start speaking well. Amen. You got to listen. God can only work with your talking. Over in Matthew's gospel, Jesus said, whatever you allow, that's what I'm going to allow. And whatever you forbid, that's what I'm going to forbid. He said, but I'm waiting on you to have a new mindset. I will no longer be a victim of the devil, but the devil will flee from me because I'm going to resist him. I am what God says I am. I am the king of a nation. I am a prince of the world. I am a co-reigner with Jesus Christ, and I share in all of his blessings. Now act like it, talk like it, live like it, be like it. Lift up your head. Stop hanging it down. Feeling sorry for yourself. Get off of that. This is a new day, framed by God. A new day means new opportunities. Opportunities mean you can handle it. Stop laying down to the devil. Get up and fight. Tell your neighbor, put off that old man. And in some cases, tell him, put off the old man. Continue. And in some cases, put him out. You have people in your life. All they do is talk negative. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have none at all. How you doing? Well, I praise the Lord. I don't even want to hear from you. I want to hear from people. How you doing? Great, victorious, prosperous, successful, on top, getting higher. Hey! Getting higher. I'm not what I want to be, but I'm not what I used to be. I see a higher height, a deeper depth. I see a place in God. I'm going there. Listen to me. Why do you think the devil is fighting you like he does? He don't want you to get there. But by God, I say, come with me. Let's go there together. We are not going to let the devil come at us. Because when he attacks me, he's attacking all of us. We are not by ourselves. We are together. We are family. Glory to God. I didn't preach myself happy. Get yourselves together. I'm mad. Listen, he said, put off that old man and that conversation, that old slave mentality. Got folks rubbing on your back, humming songs. And you just rocking. Ain't nothing victorious in that. You need to have somebody singing, we are more than conquerors through him that loved me so. I want something that pushes me. I don't want something that makes me lay in my miry clay of defeat. You don't come to church to walk out with the same burden. You ought to drop it off at the door. When you come in burdened. But when you leave, you drop it in the trash can by the door. And you say, devil, I'm not taking this home. I walked in defeated, but I'm walking out with opportunity. I'm walking out with blessing. I'm walking out with a positional shaft. We so sediddy. You ever see My Big Fat Greek Wedding? I like that movie. Now, all the rest of that movie is nice. But what's great is at the end, when she walks over and says, come on, Vula, we're going to dance. And they start dancing. And I said, God, we don't have a dance. Now, we did before. But you lost your dance. And see, dancing causes the soul to reverberate with joy. The devil's trying to take your dance. Well, you don't even dance at home. I can see you not doing it in church because you're scared. But when you're home, there's nobody there but you and Jesus. You ought to get your, you ought to just grab the Holy Spirit. Come on. Hey. Three steps to the left, to the left. Oh, glory, you need to dance with Jesus. Dancing is about contact. Dancing, oh, Lord, glory to God. I'm going to move on now. Hallelujah. That's why you don't do it, honey. You just sit in church. Praise the Lord. No, God said, I'm doing a new thing. I'm giving you your dance back. The Bible said the Ark of the Covenant came home. It had been gone for a long period of time. David. The Ark has been taken by the Philistines. The Ark is not in the place it should be. And God said, let me send the Ark back home. And everybody else was watching the Ark come home. And the Bible said, David. Stripped himself down to his undergarments and danced out in the street because the ark had come back home. When you dance before God, you're going to offend some people. And his wife said, didn't the king make a fool of himself? He said, baby, it was before the Lord. He said, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Listen, when God begins to reveal his word to you and the strength of his spirit, there is something that has to come out of you. And when you begin to dance before the Lord, people will dislike you. When you sing before the Lord, they will become angry. But I say, sing anyway. If you feel like you want to scream, and screaming is your thing, scream on. I wish I had a church of normal people. If you want to praise him all night, and that's something you think is right, praise on. But whatever all you want to do, you got to do your thing. I know the real saved people are going, what's he saying? That's not in scripture. Too bad, it's in my Bible. Because when the devil comes against you, sometimes you don't have time to quote a verse. All you can do is let out a song. Sometimes when your Jericho is shut up, you might not have a song to sing, but all you can do is let out a shout. Either way, you're letting the devil know, I'll not stand still for this. God is doing a new thing. Listen to what he says. Sit down. I'm almost done. Woo! Glory to God. Yeah! You've had the same cramp in your right leg, and it's been debilitating. You can't even bend that leg sometimes. And you sitting up in here, and right now the enemy is telling you that the new stuff that man is talking about ain't going to work. I'm going to come back to your leg. I tell you, lay your hand on that leg. And when you put your hand on that leg, you stand up and you give God a praise for your healing. Because I'm telling you, God is telling me that you're being healed right now. And you don't have to take that sickness anymore. And you don't have to take that bondage anymore. Get yourself together and look for a new thing. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. Ah! Listen to Paul. Listen to Paul. Put off that conversation. Put it off is in the middle voice. It means you do it for yourself. You're not putting off that old man for people around you. You're doing it for you. There is something about the Christian life that we are missing because we are regimented in the same old mess of the Pentecostal standard. We need to get to the Holy Spirit standard. Pentecost came once, but now it's time to move in that power. The Holy Ghost wasn't given just so you can talk in a tongue. He was given so you could cast out devils, so you could lay hands on the sick, so you can raise the dead. I say it's time to move into the supernatural. Listen to what he said. Listen. He said in verse 22, Ephesians 4, put off the old conversation. Put off that lifestyle. Put it off. Tell somebody, put it off. You can go to a basketball game, go to a baseball game, and cheer your heart out. And they might lose. But Jesus, that's your team. And Jesus already won. You cheer for somebody who may lose or will lose, but Jesus already won. He said, I am he that was dead, but behold, I'm alive forevermore. He said, I got the keys. Listen to what he said. He's very specific of death, hell, and the grave. Listen to this. I got the keys. Satan had them because of Adam's forfeiture. Jesus went in and jacked him. Jesus went down. The devil had the keys sitting on the table. Jesus walked in. What's up? So he said, what you doing down here? See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. And walked out and said, all power in heaven and earth is given into my hand. Now watch this. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon scorpions and serpents. Why are you in bondage? Why are you sad? You've got the power. I got the power. I got the power. Satan tried to put you down. Satan, I got the power. You can't put me down. Jesus has lifted me up. I am a kingdom child. Let me finish this so we can go. He said, now listen, put off that old conversation. Put it off. I don't want to hear that stuff come out your mouth anymore. We are building a new church. Comma. Say it louder. Well, let's do it again. We are building a new church, comma. Glory to God. From your mouth to God's ear. And the devil heard it. So he's going to tell you, you can't afford, don't listen. He tried that with Sennacherib. Sennacherib went down to the house of the people of God, and Hezekiah was in there, and he sent a letter. He sent email. And Hezekiah opened it up. Shouldn't have opened it up. Don't open up any letters from Sennacherib. Right. Sennacherib said, we got you surrounded, and by the time we're done with this siege, you're going to be drinking your own urine and eating your own feces. He told the people, he said, don't let Hezekiah fool you into thinking that your God can deliver you. He said, my army is so vast it drinks up rivers. Hezekiah got the letter. He opened up the email. He said, get me Isaiah. Isaiah came in and said, what's up, man? What's going on? He said, read this letter. Isaiah took a look at the letter. He said, just take it up to church. Take it to the temple. Lay it down. Let God read it. He said, I'll go find out what he wants me to tell you. Isaiah left. Hezekiah took it to God, laid it there. God said to Isaiah, go back and tell him, not one arrow is coming in this city. And this is what he told him. This is the good part. He said, tell him to go to sleep. And when he wake up in the morning, whenever you call me, I'll be. All right, that's enough. He said, when you wake up in the morning, it'll be taken care of. He looked over and said, Michael. Michael said, yes, Lord. He said, handle my light work. He said, I don't even have to go do this. I can get one of them assistants, the one who hasn't made his bones yet. They bring him over. He came over with Timberlands that weren't laced all the way up. He had on khakis that were rolled up about 3 inches. Had on this 3x too big white T-shirt. He had a little tear on his left eye. He had some old English tattoos on his left arm. God said, I need you to go down and handle this. He said, how many? He said, 185,000. He went down, and in that night, he killed 185,000 Syrian soldiers. One night. Hezekiah woke up in the morning, looked over the ramparts of the city, and said, yep, that'll be about right. Now, here's the funny part. See, most people, when they preach that, they leave off this part. This part is really, really funny. Sennacherib wasn't there. He left. He had an inkling that I'm fooling with the wrong people. He said, now, if these people see my army and don't give in, something ain't making sense. When the devil comes at you and hits you with his best, and you're still in church on Sunday, he says, something don't make sense. They got a strength that I don't see. There is something going on in them. And we look at the devil and say, yep. He said, what is it? Praise. Do you remember Paul and Silas? How you locked them up in a jail and they began to sing and God let them out. Do you remember the children of Israel, how they came to a Red Sea and God opened up, and I'm serving the same God. I need a new mindset. All right. Listen to what he said. How do I get it? Verse 23, Ephesians 4. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Stop thinking like a loser. Stop thinking like Army guys and Air Force guys and Navy guys. Stop thinking like them. Think like Marines. Stop thinking about like them others. Country gets into trouble, they send Marines. They don't send the army. The army comes in after we're done to hold on to what we took. I know I'm making some people look at the steam coming about the army guys. Semper Fi, we are programmed to think like winners. We're not programmed. From boot camp, we are programmed to win. We weren't programmed to lose. We weren't programmed to hold. We were programmed to ever move forward. You aren't programmed to lose. You're children of God. You have to think that God always has a way. Whatever I'm in right now, God's going to do something about it. There's a lady here with a fibroid. The Lord is showing me now, it's about 2 inches in diameter. It's been very painful for you. He says these words, I'm going to shrink it in conjunction with your praise of me to shrink it. He said, you keep coming for me to shrink your fibroid. And you have people pray for you, but you don't praise me. You wait for me to do it. He said, but I'm going to do it in conjunction with your praise. And here's what he's giving me. Listen, there were 12 lepers that came to Jesus. And they said, make us clean. And he made them clean. And the Bible said, or 10 rather, there were 10. And so they walked away. The 10 of them walked away. And one of them looked and saw that he was clean. And the Bible said he went back. Now here's the interesting part. Jesus stayed there after he prayed. It was almost like he's saying, all right, we'll see what y'all do. 9 of them walked away. 1 came back and gave him thanks. And the Bible said he was made whole. That meant that whatever the leprosy ate off, he got it back. You see, praise will cause you to move to a different dimension. We're not losing. A dimensional shift is something different. It means that you go to where it is. Faith says over here, God can heal me. That's fine. I'm with you. Praise God. And once you get your healing, God says, step over into the new dimension of praise and thanks. And then here's what he says, I'm going to restore. Now the restoration comes from jubilance.
We pray that you are blessed and encouraged by the message you heard today. To order today's message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. When ordering, refer to the program title, A New Time is Coming, or the program number 07219P. If you'd like to download today's message or any other recent sermons from Bishop Lambert, visit ericlambertministries.com for the complete digital download. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can now be viewed nationally on the Impact Network on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m., Comcast Channel 294. Be sure to visit BethelDeliverance.org to find out when to catch the Climbing Higher TV and radio broadcast in your area. For service times, location, and more information about Bishop Lambert and Bethel Deliverance International Church, go to our website at BethelDeliverance.org. Follow us on social media through Facebook and Instagram, or contact us at 215-885-2585. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God.
Join your Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches family as we celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ at BDIFC Holy Convocation 2019. Wednesday, August 21st through Friday, August 23rd and Sunday, August 25th. Each night will be blessed with a word from God brought forth by powerful ministers of the gospel. Special guest speakers for our holy convocation are Bishop David G. Evans of Bethany Baptist Church on Wednesday, August 21st, Bishop Paul S. Morton of Changing a Generation FGBC on Thursday, August 22nd, and Pastor Paul Shepherd of Destiny Christian Fellowship on Friday, August 23rd. Each service will be held at the Hilton Philadelphia City Ave at 7 p.m. nightly. The address is 4200 City Ave, Philadelphia, PA 19131. Sunday, August 25th will be our official night, in which the presiding bishop of Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., will deliver an impactful message from the Lord. The service begins at 6 p.m. in the main sanctuary of Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Sheldon Avenue, Winco, Pennsylvania, 19095. It's the BDIFC Holy Convocation, Wednesday, August 21st through Friday, August 23rd, and Sunday, August 25th. Come out and join your church family for these empowering nights of praise healing, and fellowship.